doing it?
I'm doing good. I'm the technical nerd of the household here.
Perfect. That's what we love.
See, I wish I could do you guys' job. I love looking at signal levels and things of that nature.
Yeah.
But I don't have the right connections yet. As in, I don't know the right people. Because I'm totally blind. I can't see a thing.
Oh, okay.
So it's hard for me to use your equipment. But I mean, with my computer that talks to me and all that, I'm pretty confident. At the very least, I'd love to be like a remote technician where if somebody's got a problem, I could like help them out. Look at their modem and go, oh God, your signal levels are, you know, -16. You're crap, you know.
Yeah.
So you can tell I love tinkering with this stuff, you know, using it. I have the top speed internet. I've got, you know, my sister hates me sometimes because I talk technical all the time. So, but I love it. It's my passion. It always has been. So, what are you up to? Have you been like bored this whole time, or did you just come out like did Alfredo there just bring you out? Hey, I want you to.
We try to get out here with our guys, kind of boost the morale, try to make sure.
That's good. Well, when you got customers like me around that actually want to help do their job for them, then that kind of helps too.
Definitely.
So. Yeah, good.
It's easier to explain the resolutions. It's easier to explain what the problem was when you have customers that understand it.
I know. I agree. And, like, I know all about RF because I'm a ham radio operator. In fact, my little radio is way over there on the table. So I know all about frequencies and RF and what can potentially happen. I've seen some interesting things. When I used to have a CB radio, I've seen RF get into all kinds of things, like computer speakers. So I know what can potentially happen with ingress and egress and... So, technicians are often amazed when I ask them things like...
Do you need a box for that?
No.
A box for
the one
that
this came in?
No, one that came in, I have it.
No, it's fine. I mean, if you have it, we can take it, but we don't necessarily have to have it.
A lot of people don't realize that all that's involved in cable. They think that, oh, yeah, you just...
It's just the wire, yeah. They don't know. It's designed so they don't have to know, but I enjoy learning about how it works. It's just fascinating to me. How it all works, and you know, DOCSIS and all the stuff. It's always I've been fascinated with this for God, probably over a decade.
Wow, a lot longer than some of our techs have been here.
I know, a lot longer than some of them have even been alive. Yeah. Oh wait, did I say that?
We definitely have a lot of knowledgeable techs, though. We do NCTI training courses. We do a lot of different things.
Oh, no kidding!
Yeah,
no kidding.
We do a lot of different.
I mean, you know, I'm into it because I've got the top tier internet. I mean, if you ever wanted to have a beta tester for any new tiers, you're welcome to let me in on it. Because
I'm
gonna scoot this back.
Okay. So did Alfredo inform you of what was going on here, or did he just bring you in?
No, he did. Yeah, he did. He kind of let me know when we were outside. Okay. He's already letting me know that he figured out the resolution, or the solution, I should say, to what the problem is.
Right. Hopefully the temporary one will work for now, that he did with the new splitters and stuff.
Yeah, that'll definitely resolve it. I mean, we saw a lot of our SNR issues, signal to noise, was shot.
Yeah, I was changing. Like, wait a minute. I was like 28. What the hell is it doing way over there?
Yeah, changing the fittings out, changing the splitters out, just kind of tightening up the system, not allowing so much ingress into it.
Yeah, that helps. You definitely want that.
Especially with this lightning system. It has to be tight.
Yep, and when you get... Oh, yeah, I love the lightning. It's working really well when it works. In fact, I would encourage you guys to check both my upstream and downstream levels if you want when you get the new modem set up. And if you want, I don't know if you guys have the authority to do this or if I have to call in to get it. But if you want to give me like the logon info for the new modem, so I could be able to, as a blind person, take a look at my signal levels when I need to.
We can give you a certain. We can give you access, but not administrative access.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Like the read only part of it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The only thing now after everything that Alfredo's done is that's still going to be an issue. Not an issue. But is going to be an issue down the line is the wiring within the building itself.
Right, and I'm going to have to get my sister to try to talk to the manager. That's because she's the one that lives here.
Yeah, and you know what? Right now, it's working. Signal's carrying. Everything's good.
It's holding?
It's holding, definitely nice. Holding. But your higher QAMs are the ones that are mostly affected by the copper braided line.
Yeah, okay.
So, but it's working now. No reason to fix something that's not broke.
True.
Once it breaks completely, at least we know what we have to target is.
Right. In fact, I'll even mention it to him if it ever does break and I notice it. I'll be the one to tell him.
Well, potentially they're gonna as technology advances, they're gonna have a lot of customers within this complex that have that same issue with the copper braided. So eventually they're going to have to replace them all out anyway.
Right, which will be good in our case, because then... But for now, let's hope this will work. And so what are you guys doing now? Setting up the new...
Setting up a dual band device. So yep. Do you guys have any 5 gigahertz...
I think I do. I want to say I have at least one device that is capable, but I need to double check that.
Okay.
But at least it'll be available if
definitely.
If I do get one. I know if I don't have one now, I'll get one when I get the new iPhone either 4S or I'm sorry, 5S or 6.
Perfect.
I love my Apple products.
We'll bring a couple of cables for the cable box, because right now you guys have an HD box, but you know most of your channels don't even show up in HD, right?
Right now, yeah.
The way it's connected, it's not connected for AC, it's connected for coax.
Right.
Well, that's a bigger internet.
Dual band.
Modem.
Yep. Is that still going to fit in the where we had it?
Oh,
or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, let me bring the components and close the
demo. You already got signal levels in here? All right, sir, we'll be right back with you guys, okay?
No problem. Take your time. Good stuff. So, did you guys enjoy talking about how awesome I am? Just kidding.
All right. Now, just real quick, on your guys' TV, you know before to watch TV, you have to be on channel 3?
Yep.
Now that we're going to give you these component cables, it's going to be on component in, or component...
One of the inputs on the TV.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm explaining to my sister's not electronic savvy at all, so I have to explain to her how that works. Like
God gave it all to you, huh?
Yep.
Can I turn it on?
I'll show you right now.
Okay.
Also, don't forget to give us the password for the Wi-Fi once you
set
it.
We're going to set it up to your own password if you want.
Okay. That'll work. What's that, Misty?
Can we keep the one we have or no?
Good God, I don't have that written down. I don't have that password written down. Actually, I might.
It's on the box.
Oh, yeah, we could do that, I suppose.
Old,
yeah,
old
we could set it to that, yeah, and then our devices would just connect to the new. Well, actually, no, the network will be different too, though. The network name will be different too, so we'll just give it a new, fresh. But it'll be something we both can remember. I already have one in mind. Well, at least the on-demand or preview channel thing is coming in good.
Yeah, it was before.
That's true. That's not one of the affected ones.
That's a local channel.
Yeah, that's one of the first ones.
Now, before, it just kind of has those little black bars on top and bottom.
Yep.
And to access the show in HD, you just got to add 1,000 to it. So, like, if you're on 3, it'd be
1,003, yep.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So this is just, actually, by default, some channels will automatically go to high def.
Oh, wow.
Some of them do, not all of them.
Right.
See how it has a little HD thing right here? Uh-huh. It defaulted to the high def. So
there you go. That's pretty cool. I didn't even know her TV could support high def. I wasn't sure if it even supported it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But going through coax, it's only...
Yeah, it's only
going to
be SD. Yeah, it's only going to be 480 instead of 1080. Actually, is it 720 or 1080 on the HD on Bright House?
It's 1080i.
It is 1080i, okay.
Not 1080p yet.
Right. You're getting there. I can see you guys getting there pretty soon.
Definitely.
The channel still breaks up.
The guy that was down here on Sunday, he tightened
the
cable
on the back of the...
Mm-hmm. Didn't he tighten all the cables or just...
Yeah, I think so.
What happens is we see the frequency 99 megahertz, it's struggling right here. We see where the error rates are.
Right.
99 megahertz.
Right.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to test that 99 megahertz on our meter. If it truly is having problems,
mm-hmm.
it'll come through on our meter.
Okay.
If it's clean on our meter and our signal to noise is clean.
Then it might be the box.
Then it's the box.
Ah, and that was another thought I had. Yeah, that was another thing I had. So, all right, cool. Problem resolution continues. That's what I would do. Awesome. And I'm glad it's doing it. That way... You're not feeling like you're coming out here for nothing.
Well, you know, these guys normally get dinged if they have to go back to jobs, you know.
Yeah, I know, right?
Customers the first time.
Uh-huh.
It kind of eliminates guys from just coming in, blowing through a job, and leaving.
Exactly.
So.
This, you guys are doing good. And being the supervisor, you're doing great.
Thank you, sir.
Very, very good. Very good. So now we'll see what 99 megahertz looks like on his meter. They probably don't, actually. Most customers are pissed, and they yell at him, scream at him, doesn't do any good, and they don't even want to deal with him. I try to be nice about it, you know. I'm nice on the phone. I'm nice in person. Plus, like I said, I like this field, so that's how I handle things.